You still there?
Yes.
You hear all that?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Hey, it's worth $20.
Oh, okay.
Because Cassie did it, and she called her grandma, and she ain't got the money yet, but something Sister Leanne did.
Yeah.
And if you make a phone call, they record you for, I don't know what you're doing it for, voice, to see how people from different areas talk.
Yeah.
And Cassie said they're doing Japanese and Korean, too.
Oh, really?
So, I figure it's worth $20 for a free phone call.
Yeah.
What you up to?
Nothing.
Saw them pictures of that puny little deer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It was a little deer for, or little antlers for a male deer.
That's what I was telling Pudge, because we saw the pictures.
Yeah.
And it just didn't go with the head, did it?
Mm-mm.
Looked off.
Well, yeah. Did you see how big the body was?
I know it. That other one, who killed that other one? Little spike-looking thing.
Oh, that little four-pointer?
Yeah.
My neighbor.
Its head looked like it about mashed up a little bit better, though.
Yeah, it was smaller.
Yeah.
But trust me, they grew out of that one's head.
Do what now?
They grew out of that one's head.
Man.
They weren't just sitting on it.
I know over by Pudge's, there's one over there. It's about a 12 or 14 point.
Oh, yeah.
They've seen it, but I ain't never got a chance to see it. I've seen does over there like crazy, but I ain't never seen no bucks. Bill killed a 4 point over there.
Yeah.
So I've been over there about 10 times, ain't never seen it.
Yeah.
Seen a lot of does, but I ain't never had a chance to shoot none. Well,
yeah.
I had chances. I've had about 3 chances to shoot does over there, but never did.
Yeah.
So, how's the kids?
Oh, they're okay.
And little Chelsea?
Yeah, she's growing.
That's right. Not taking long. Jacob, he's 3 foot, 40 pounds. Foot bigger than we got. I don't know where he gets his shoe size from. He's already in a size 9.
Oh, yeah.
And him 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They said Cody was, for his age, he was taller than about 90% of the kids that would his age.
Man.
This is out of 100 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And heavier than 80-something percent.
Shoot. I know Jacob, he's not that big, but they said he's bigger than average. But
yeah.
I don't know where they get their genes from. We didn't get none of them. But,
huh?
I said we sure didn't get none of them.
Yeah. Mary said Cody weighs 38 pounds now. So Jacob is 2 pounds heavier than Cody.
Huh. No, yeah. Jacob's only. How much is Jacob weigh? What's Jacob weigh?
38.
Oh, yeah, 38.
Oh, 38 pounds, too.
What'd you say Cody weighed?
Cody weighed 38.
He weighed the same. Cody's a lot taller, though.
How tall is he?
How tall is Cody?
Cody's 3 feet tall now.
Oh, he's 3 foot, too. So
he's
they're about
3 foot and a half.
Oh, 3 foot and a half. So, about the same size.
3 and a half feet tall?
Well, three and a half or 3 foot, 1 half inch? 36 and a half inches?
No, yeah,
37
and a half.
Oh, he's 37 and a half inches. So.
Oh.
But he don't, for some reason in the pictures, he don't look as big as Cody.
Yeah.
You know, Cody looks big and tall. Jacob, he's tall and big, but he don't look, you know, like in pictures of Cody.
Yeah. You talked to Mom lately?
Yeah, we was over there, seen him today, we went over and got Jacob.
You know, did they tell you what we were planning on wanting to do?
And she said, I was talking to her a while ago. She said, see if you can talk Jeff out of coming down.
Why don't he want us to come down there?
Because it's winter and everything. They don't want us to come down. Afraid to get the kids out. You know, moms.
No, that didn't bother him the first year we came down
first
here.
First year, yeah, I know. It was snowing then.
That was in February.
Yeah.
Because it was right after I got my income tax
yeah.
check.
That's what I'm waiting on this year.
Regardless, I got to go to Texas anyways.
Yeah, and the same time of the year.
No. Yep.
When's that coming up?
26th.
Of this month?
27th.
Of this month?
Yep.
So what was Jen's plan on coming down here about the 20th or something?
Well, we were talking about either going to Texas and then, like, Mom and Dad meet us there or something,
mm-hmm.
and then take Mary and the kids on.
To back here?
Yeah. Or I would take a couple days leave beforehand and go to Kentucky and drop them off and then go to Texas. And then when I got done, come back.
Yeah. Your phone getting static in it?
Yeah, a little bit. Then, I think part of that's yours. You got a cordless phone?
I got one, but it ain't on. Cordless phone somewhere? Check and see if Jake can push the button. I know it's one of my cheap cordless in it. Rattle or static like crazy in it.
Yeah. Then, see, I was supposed to be in school from the 29th to the 7th. The 7th is my graduation day.
7th?
Yeah.
Down in Texas?
Yeah, and it's about a 10-hour drive.
What is, from where you're at? Or
no,
from here?
From Texas to there, to Kentucky.
That ain't bad.
Because it's like right on the Oklahoma border. Like it's only like 20 miles away from Oklahoma.
What are you going to school for anyhow?
Huh?
What are you going to school for anyways?
Fiber optic school.
Fiber optics, hey, that's cool.
Yeah. San Antonio, yeah. San Antonio's down, way down in the middle of Texas.
Yeah, it's a long ways.
Wichita Falls is, if they looked on the map, is exactly, it's about 20 miles from Oklahoma, in the middle, almost in the middle part of Oklahoma.
Ain't
not
that
out by
where,
the panhandle.
Ain't that where Texas, the top of it looks like a T, and it's at the top of the T?
No, you know where it... you know, they call it the panhandle, where the, like, the skinny part goes up and borders Oklahoma.
Yeah.
If you follow the skinny part down on the east side to where it starts widening out and go east some, it's over there.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
And we got this auto map at work.
Yeah.
You pull it up on the computer. And according to the auto map, this is the going by the auto map, going 60 miles an hour. And I put down a 10-hour day of driving, which was from 6 o'clock in the morning till, 12-hour day.
6 to 6?
Yeah. And it said that it would be one day and about 45 minutes, so a little over 12 hours.
One day and 45 minutes.
Yeah, to get from there to Williamsburg, Kentucky on the fastest route. But there's also a shorter route. But I didn't check the shorter route.
Oh, that was sort of longer one.
Yeah.
That still wouldn't be too bad. How long would it take to get from North Dakota down to there?
Day and a half.
Day and a half?
Yeah.
Did you get that bait I sent you?
Yeah, I got them.
I ain't never seen them rattling spinnerbaits before.
I've got a, like, a silver one, but it's a little different.
Any good?
I've only caught one bass off of it up here, but...
That's the first time I've ever seen them down here. I bought myself one, too.
You guys ever use a bunch of them spinnerbaits anymore?
Yeah, that's one thing I like to use now is them, and then I've got this one little old bitty double-bladed rooster tail.
Yeah.
I've caught all kinds of them last year. I know... Or back in the summer, me and Joe went one time. We floated from, where was it at? Right there at the mouth of Clear Fork.
Yeah.
We floated down to Hex, where old Hex used to be.
Yeah.
See, I was burning them up on that thing. He caught maybe two. I caught about 15 or 20.
Bass?
Yeah, on that one bait. You know, there wasn't nothing big or anything.
Yeah.
But still fun to catch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go now, but... Can't find nobody to go with me. Cold as it is.
Yeah.
I tell you, still be biting.
Oh, yeah, you just got fish slow.
Yeah.
Down near the bottom.
Yeah.
But, up here, I've caught bass when it was 30 below zero.
Yeah.
And snowing.
Man, I know. We took Paul back in the summer when him and Teresa was down.
Yeah.
Me and Pudge and him went down, what was that, Clear Fork. We was catching crawdads while Pudge was going to park in the truck.
Yeah.
So we started floating down. He was throwing all kinds of bait and stuff. And I said, tie one of them crawdads on. He tied it on and kept flipping it and flipping it. He was getting bored to death. He caught one, I'd say, close to 2-pounder on it. One of the only fish we caught, I caught a couple little old bitty ones. Yeah. It was the biggest one all day and the only one he caught. These fish with crawdads the rest of the day and never caught a thing.
Hmm.
I believe he just threw it in his mouth or something whenever he cast it, but tickled him to death.
Yeah.
Says the only fish he ever caught.
Hmm.
But heck, him,
he doesn't he go like all the time when you got it, when he's down there? Does he go a lot?
He likes to go a couple times, but mainly he's into golf.
Yeah.
I played that a few times with him. When some of them guys from work went golfing once. Except the only thing about it, I couldn't never get no left-handed clubs. Had to use right-handed, but I still did pretty good.
Last time when we were down there, when we stopped in Michigan, I went with Joey one day.
You did? You any good?
I beat him.
There's this one, the one in Winsburg, gets all hills and stuff like that and corners. You got to go around trees and stuff.
Yeah.
But we played this one place way up, you know when you go way up to the end of 92? What's that called up around Harlan?
Yeah.
Back inside of Harlan, there's a place up there, a golf course. It's completely flat land, hardly any trees at all.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, it's just a straight shot, you know, down the fairway.
Yeah.
I was getting pars and, you know, under par and everything on that course.
Mm.
And that was only the second time I'd ever went. So,
yeah.
Tells you how easy that course would be.
The one up here is, like, the first hole.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like it's a big hook. If you can hit it just straight and high enough over the trees, you can actually land it right on like the putting green with the first shot, and it's like a par four.
Huh. You ever done that?
Yeah. I landed it on the green first time I ever played over there.
Huh.
But it took me like 2 more shots to get it in.
That's the way I am. I never can. If I'd ever have some left-handed clubs, I might could play pretty good. I mean, it ain't that hard of a game. Hit the ball.
Then they got a one that's a water hole. It's like you tee on one side of it.
Yeah.
And where the hole is, that it's only like 30 feet from the water. And the green ain't too big either.
That's the way the one over here in Winsburg, you know where that pond is down at the golf course? You've seen that, ain't you?
I don't even know where the golf course is.
You know where the airport is?
Yeah. The little airport. D.C. airport out by Goldbug.
Yeah. All them little hills and stuff where the pine trees are.
Yeah.
That's the golf course.
Yeah.
On the, what is it, the 9th hole?
Yeah.
You're playing right alongside the airport.
Yeah.
But there's a hole like that. You're taking the, you tee off right at the edge of the pond.
Yeah.
And then the pond's about 40 foot across it, and then you go up this big long hill, and there's the green.
Yeah.
And first time I ever shot across it, I plunked about 5-foot shot right into the water.
Hmm.
Paul said, well, that's enough. Let's go to the other side and tee off over at the woman's hole.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. It wasn't too bad. Shoot.
I know, that one in Michigan, there was, out of the 9 holes we played,
mm-hmm.
I'd say 6 of them, the way the land laid, either on the left or right side, there would be a fence, and on the other side of that fence was all water, like a swamp, and that's how I beat Joey. Over half of his
went
in the water, and he lost them.
I know golf balls don't float.
No, they don't.
Help that out in a hurry.
And, where else have I played? Oh, then me and him went to the driving range up there.
Do pretty good on that.
Yeah. You know how they got, like, the wooden clubs?
Mm-hmm.
And then the iron, the metal ones?
Yeah.
I can do better using the biggest metal club. I can hit it farther than I can with the wooden ones.
I usually use the wood, but instead of just trying to kill the ball, you know, with all you got, if I, you know, just slack off on it and just, like, get enough oomph to tap it out, I can get a farther shot than if I try to just smack the heck out of it.
Yeah.
Because every time I try to smack it hard as I can, it'll just hook to the right every time.
Yeah. I was using, like, a 1-iron.
Yeah.
Up here you can rent pubs.
Yeah. That's the way it is around here. They're hiring a cat, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Up here it's like $3.
For a whole set?
Yeah.
Man, ain't that way around here.
But, you know, you rent it for one game.
Yeah.
Then I use like the one iron.
Yeah.
And I can get like almost, with the rolling stuff.
Yeah.
If I landed on the fairway, I can get like close to a 300-yard shot with that, so.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
When we were in Michigan doing it out on the driving range,
mm-hmm.
I was hitting anywhere from the 200 to 250 in the air.
Yeah. That's all they do is hit balls running around it. I like them little cards that they drive to pick up the balls with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just swing and hitting at them.
I know, that's probably why they got them big cages around them.
Mm-hmm.
People do that. Yeah. Oh, shoot, buddy.
But, yeah, they got a heated lake up here we go bass fishing in.
Mm.
Water stays about, I'd say, 75,
jeez.
80 degrees year-round.
A lot of people go swimming in it in wintertime.
There's not many people swim in it because it's got so much algae in it. But a lot of people go jet skiing in it.
Oh.
I've been down there and it'd be zero and there'd be people out there in jet skis.
Probably a lot of steam coming off of it, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say. Probably looks like a big thick fog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go down there and it's real cold. It's real foggy out there, too.
Mm.
We went down there and took a boat down there last March.
Yeah.
And got there's four of us going. Got 9 keeper bass. And up here it's a 14-inch size limit.
Oh, so one of them was keepers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bunch of smaller ones that we threw back. And 2 big crappie and 2 big bluegill. And 9 bullheads.
What's a bullhead?
Those little yellowbelly catfish.
Oh, yeah.
And one guy wanted to keep
them. I know we went, me and the boss I work with, we went fishing down at the lake over in the summer, caught one bass. We was there about 9 hours, I guess. Heck, it ain't worth, I don't like fishing the lake down here.
Yeah.
It might be better somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
What tournament? No. I've had chances to win tournaments, but never had the money.
Yeah.
It was like $150, $200 a boat.
Yeah, we have a shop tournament every year.
Huh.
This year's first year, we didn't get to have it because of a big inspection we had, but we have a $5 a person. Then first and second place gets all the money.
That ain't too bad. Pretty good pot usually in it.
Anywhere from 100 to about 150 at the most.
I guess it's whatever everybody puts in it.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't too bad.
Then,
hold on a minute. Can you hear Jacob?
No.
Oh, okay, I was wondering.
That's probably my phone now. Britt, or Chelsea's in here crying.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, a little bit. Just whining. They have all kinds of walleye tournaments up here.
That's what I'd like to get into. I ain't caught. Except the river now. The river's got, it's getting a lot of walleye in it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as bass, walleye's got bass out of Cumberland. They ain't half as many bass what they used to be.
I don't know about that. I just wonder, you know, used to, when we were catching them, we were going, end of July and August?
Yeah.
When we were catching like hundreds a day.
Yeah.
Have you guys fished any then?
Yeah, we fished a lot of it, and people, you know, I talked to and stuff right here. But I couldn't tell you last time I heard somebody catching a largemouth out of Cumberland. You know how you used to, about every bass you'd catch would be like a Kentucky?
Yeah.
Hardly any Kentuckys left neither. About mainly what you catch is you catch a few little smallmouth, but catch quite a few, catch more bluegills than you will bass, or you'll catch a decent sized bass. I get something, you know, too big for a walleye to tangle with. But as far as little small bass and stuff, very few anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some good sized walleye, though.
Biggest walleye I've caught up here is 8 pounds.
Mm.
I had a 6 pounder in the freezer for a while.
Mm. What are you doing, mounting it?
Thinking about it. Somehow the bag got busted and it got
all burned up.
Freezer burned.
That wouldn't hurt it though, would it?
Well,
I mean, basically the pain was
like, yeah, but it like curled up the tail and the fins and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I just had to throw it away. And then I've caught a few 5 pounders.
I don't know when the last time I caught a decent one. I guess when I went fishing back in the summer down at the lake, it was about a 2 pounder, I guess, 2.5 pounder.
Walleye?
No, smallmouth. That's the biggest fish I've caught. Shoot. I don't know. It's just hard to find them, I guess.
I had two bass on. Last time I fished down that heated lake, one, we got to see the length of it.
Uh-huh.
We figured it was about 6-7 pounds.
Man.
Then another one, all we got to see was its mouth as it was coming up. The guy was getting ready to dip it.
Yeah.
And he jumped back because it scared him.
Not really?
And then it spit the bait out.
Man, scared by a fish.
It had a big, huge mouth.
Man, fast.
Yeah.
And scared him.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all laughing pretty hard.
Yeah.
Who had it on you?
Yeah.
Man. That's the way it always is, the biggest fish. There's one when I caught at down at Clear Fork at time, me and Pudge. It was almost as long as the back of the boat. You know how wide that is.
Yeah.
And it came up and I was getting ready to thumb it. We didn't have the dip net. And as soon as it got up to the surface, it spit the hook.
Yeah.
But I'll probably fit it too fast, you know, try to get it in too fast, what it was. But I got to see it, and it was almost, I'd say, a few inches more had been wide as the back of that boat was.
Yeah.
But Megan's always get away.
Have you tried any more of those little rattle traps in that shallow water?
Yeah. We caught I used some of them last time me and Joe went and caught a few little ones in them shoals and stuff.
Yeah.
Fishing up the shoal and letting it come back down.
Yeah.
Did pretty good that way on them. But they ain't no good in deep water. But mainly I catch them on them little rooster tail spinner baits and stuff.
In deep water, you got to give them time to go down.
Yeah. But,
unless there's like logs or something you're fishing around.
Yeah, here back in the summer, it seemed like anything that was white with silver specks or like silver, like in rattle traps, you know, that's hitting in pretty good. But other than that, couldn't hardly catch anything.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you like your shirt?
Yeah, I like it. I take it to work.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody down there liked it. I didn't show it to the main boss man, though. He probably wouldn't appreciate a good humorous joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's something else. Claims to be a preacher.
I'm not your mommy.
Oh, your kids call you mommy, too, huh?
Brittany walked over and called me mommy.
Yeah.
And then she walked over and called Mary daddy.
Jacob, same way. He'll come up to you and he'll go, Mama, Grandma, Daddy. He'll rattle off about 4 or 5 different names, and then he'll finally get yours.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they forget or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's natural enough.
Yeah. But they have a lot of walleye tournaments up here, but it's like $150 a team.
Man, that's the way it is around here.
But they're like 3-4 day tournaments.
Yeah. Well, around here, I don't know what kind of prizes they give away, but the cheapest I've ever heard is like $100, you know, for a 2-man team. But that's like Laurel Lake. But you get down in these other lakes, Kentucky, and what's that one down going towards Tennessee? Another one that's there. Them things get up $300 or $400 tournaments.
Yeah.
It's a guy that delivers chips to our store, Frito-Lay.
Mm-hmm.
He fishes all them tournaments, but I guess he makes the big money. And you ain't never heard a bigger liar when it comes to hunting, fishing. Hunting season, that man shoots at probably $20 a year that he tells us about. and he finally got him one this year, so he says. But then when hunting season's over and fishing time comes, he catches sacks full of them. But he's always got the wildest stories. He'll come in, he'll say, yeah, I seen about an 18-pointer. I shot him and hit him right in the chest. Blood everywhere. Couldn't find him. And the next day he'll come in and we shot him another one. Last year, he told us about 10 different stories of deer he killed and never got a one of them. Every one of them he couldn't find. So we just sort of make fun of him when he comes around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's telling the truth or just pulling her leg, but some of the stories she tells is a little bit too wild to believe. Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to go out and kill me one. I ain't got one, shoot. Since we live at the old house.
Yeah.
We was over where, me and Dad went over by, you know, where he lives at now. And I was out there hunting, and he come up, you know, in the field where I was at.
Yeah.
As I was fixing to head out. And it was right at, you know, real dusky dark. And I turned around and saw a doe standing there in the field. And I could have shot it, a big old doe.
Yeah.
I just let it jump on over the hill. But I went over 2 days ago and we still had this big snow.
Yeah.
Tracks everywhere. You can just see where them things have been bedded down right in the snow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're still in there all over the place. Can't never get a chance to go over and, you know, have a good day hunting. Working, shoot. Last week I got one day off. This week I got today off, and that's it.
Yeah.
Keep me working about every single day, especially when you holler snow. All I do is say snow, and here they come.
Yeah.
Swarming in.
You guys supposed to get 2 feet of snow again, or?
It was snowing out there now. They said maybe 3 or 4 or 6 inches, something like that. 4 to 8 inches now. But I guess that ain't nothing for y'all, is it? Because I know the other day we got about 18 inches here where we're at. And then other places got up to 2 foot. So that pretty much slowed everything down around here. And finally it's all cleared off. You know, roads and stuff, snow's still here.
Yeah.
And then now they're giving another 4 to 8 or whatever. So I don't know. Winsburg just stops whenever we get the snow.
We did have about 1 foot on the ground, but it's been in 40s and 50s.
Melts quite a bit of it off.
Yeah, it's yesterday, 40s, day before, 40s.
That's like us here, they're giving 4 to 8 inches right now, but then Saturday it's supposed to get up in the 50s. And rain, I think they're giving.
Yeah.
So it's just mixed up. But heck, we ain't had a snow this big in a long time.
Yeah.
I can't remember last time we had one this big. The year before last we had that big one, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We had a big one down here. Because I remember this when Jake was still a little baby, we ran out of formula and had to go to the store.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's out of that stuff. But you're right back in it again, ain't you?
Yeah.
What'd she drink? Just plain old formula?
Ice, Enfamil.
Enfamil.
With iron, yeah.
Yeah. That stuff ain't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff we was buying was $8, $9 a can.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you get up drinking 1 or 2 cans a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to quit. Oh, shoot.
But, do you guys go down to the lake much?
No. Pudge don't like, I don't really like going down the lake either. We went down there, me and him and Paul went down there back in the summer, fished off some docks, didn't get nothing.
Yeah.
But, me and this other guy I used to work with, we went down there one time, we was catching some crawdads.
Yeah.
And we was pitching them out along the edges of the dock.
Yeah.
And we was catching some little bass like that. But other than that, I guess you'd have to have a boat and get back in some of them coves and off them points and stuff.
Yeah.
We might be able to catch a few, but I guess wherever them docks are, it's too much boat traffic and stuff. Keeps them all stirred up and scared out of there.
You guys ain't never took the boat down there?
Nah, pudge don't.